Hare Krishna. I want to greet you affectionately. This is your last day of your Blitz retreat. I don't know if you have this in English. Blitz is like a flash. Huh? I would really call it the taster retreat, a retreat which can help you to get a taste what a real retreat sounds like, or looks like, or feels like. I'm noticing some of our guests have only come for a day, for Saturday. So you are the lucky ones who can hear the conclusion. Let us start, and then I will explain something.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhu Paya, Prabhu Paya, Prabhu Paya, Jila Prabhu Paya. Jaya Gauranithai, Gauranithai. Gauranithai, Jaya
Gauranithai,
Jaya Radha Vrindavan, Jaya Radha Vrindavan, Jaya Radha
Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paravaraja Kacharya Astato Satasi Simati Estivayangre Silabe Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sukho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Varinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvipa Mayapuram Ki Jai Ganga Maya Muna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Would you like to? No, I can.
One more announcement. One of the pujaris just came to me in total distress. There is a missing set of Gornithai deities missing from the pujari room. Now, we had a pretty ecstatic kirtan, so it's conceivable that they kind of dance away. But if anybody has seen where they dance, the pujaris really want them to come back right away.
Oh, that sounds like Chaitanya Leela Malati. Oh, Krishna, what to make of such information? Hopefully, it's Chaitanya Leela, not some other Leela. I mean, Gornithais are missing? This can either be the best of miracles in Krishna consciousness movement or a very tragic case of something else. Oh yeah.
Adults want to hear, but you can't hear when the child is competing with the speaker. So this is the question of the proper
Thank you, Malati. I will say through the loudspeakers what Malati Mataji has indicated. But I... Children, when you see as parents that your children become highly enlivened or bored by the speech, please take them to the children's room, there where there is a loudspeaker for you. Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shrimadam Svagata Krishna
Yashramanaki
in the way the devotee approaches him, no? It's a reciprocation, it's a relationship. When the Lord sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. When Krishna sees you are eager, he begins to act in such a way towards you that he really helps you to go back. Now Prabhupada makes a very important sentence, and I request you to now zero in. Some of you are still tired or not present to this text. One can feel that very clearly. And our children start making their diversion noise. We need a little concentration. Children, geez. So listen now. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. God. Let us read this again. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. And because some of you still are not with the text, I will read it a third time. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. Can you help the parent to take care of that child? One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Woman and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of woman and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Shatarine, Vaskatyade Shatarine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Shinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kitana Hrityantasto Shavatani Viduno Jisuritsata. See, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of those devotees who are truthful, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of those devotees who have developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, I invite you now for your last day of your blitz retreat. The text which we have read comes in the context. The context is the sacred space within the heart. We have heard that in this space the Lord sits in the super soul. If you are a more accomplished devotee who has already found his Ishta Devata, you will see the Lord of your heart being there. You won't see a four-armed Vishnu form, but the form to which you relate personally. Yesterday, we have started our approach into this sacred space in the heart where the Lord lives, the friend and helper of his devotees. It's a place which few know to reside in. It's a place which you have to find if you want to find God in your life. Yesterday we started going into this by first of all clarifying the first question: who are we, a soul? And we found out that the soul resides in the space of the heart. Some of you approached me after the seminar and told me that they thought while they did these exercises that yes, they have for the first time felt what it means to be an eternal soul. The door had opened for them, in other words, for a brief moment. Then, from this conclusion that we are soul, we developed a very practical exercise which we hoped will accompany you through your life. You know, what does it mean to be soul? How do you behave in your ordinary life when you know your soul? Well, you take on the observer role, as Lord Krishna explains in the 5th chapter of the Gita, where he says, a person in this divine consciousness knows that the body acts, but he does not act at all. If you want to read this wonderful verse, then you are directed to the fifth chapter of the Gita, text 8 and 9. An example of someone who is in this observer role, who knows he's an eternal soul and only the body does something through its active senses and receives the material energy through his material, through the receiving senses, the passive senses, is Ignat. I love to tell the story of Ignat, and I feel very encouraged to tell it also here. It's really an amazing devotee. Ignat is a saint of Maharashtra who lived in a little village and did each morning his morning routine. He would take his bath in the river, chant his mantras, and then go home to his little clay hut and do his puja and everything. So once a professional gambler who made his money by gambling was on his way to his regular daily profession of gambling, but when he saw Ignat sitting before his mat hut just chanting verses and singing and so on, he became so enchanted that he thought, let me sit for an hour next to Ignat, then I will also become peaceful. By the way, if you want to become peaceful, sit next to someone who is peaceful. Those who have mental disturbances in Ayurveda, they are advised to sit next to a cow, a peaceful cow. Do we have peaceful cows in New Vrindavan? If you feel upset in your life, visit the cows. They give you peace in your mind. Try, try. So this man visited Ignat. He sat next to Ignat just for an hour, and he felt peaceful. And afterwards, when he came to his profession of gambling, the other gambler asked him, why were you so late? And he said, I sat next to Ignat. Why? Because I wanted to become peaceful. Oh, said one gambler, Ignat is only a pretender. There are no peaceful saints around. They are only pretenders. Tomorrow I will prove Ignat to be a pretender. I will make him angry. So this man, let us call him in the sweet German-English language, the angry maker, went next morning on a roof near the river, a roof of a house which stood near the path which Ignat needed to take to come back from the river to his house. There he chewed some betel. I think those who are from India know, you know, these beetle chew. And they have a whole mouthful of beetle. Have you seen? So when Ignat came by, you know, he had just finished his bath and he was just going home, the person made and the whole load of beetle came on Ignat's clean body and clean dhoti. Everything became stained. And we have madhatis here. Maybe your husbands took beetle before coming to Krishna consciousness, and you know how difficult it is to wash this red stain from the cloth. It always stays. You know, it's so absolutely uncultured. So Ignat got this thing on him. He looked at his cloth, he looked at his body, he looked at the man, the angry maker, and could clearly understand what was going on. But he chose to take the emotional traffic light. From an observer position, he just watched what was happening, and he again went back without saying a word to wash himself in the river. After he was clean, he came out of the river and passed the house again. And the angry maker again spat the beetle juice from his, the beetle stained saliva on Ignat. Ignat observed, and silently took his bath in the river. 32 times this act was repeated, until finally the man on the roof was out of spit. 32 times, I mean, I don't know if you can spit so long. Totally, I think the English word is exasperated. Is that a good word? It is a good word. He came to Ignat and said, "Why are you not getting angry at me?" Remember, he wanted to prove him to be non-peaceful and agitatable. It was possible to agitate him. And Ignat just looked at him and said, "If I become angry, I will harm myself. That anger will make me see things wrongly. And also, I could see that you are very determined to make me angry. Should I not be very determined to remain a devotee? To remain in my space? You're teaching me determination." And then Ignat said something which I believe only Ignat can say. Don't try to imitate Ignat here. "And the river is so holy and I'm so sinful. It's good if I take extra baths. It's good. It's very good." And then Ignat cried, "Hare Krishna." Observe a role. What is happening? The pleasant and the unpleasant. The illness and the happiness. Being criticized and being praised. Observe a role. You are not that. You are an eternal soul. And if you are in this, in the sacred space, which you could also call, you know, the pre-stages of this, if you are in your midst, do you have this in English? In seiner Mitte sein? You are in your midst, or do you say more, you are in your balance? You are in your center? You're centered? I think centered, I recognize this. We say centered. No? When you are centered, grounded, then this groundedness, centeredness is one pre-room before the sacred space. Huh? It has. Yeah. This we learned yesterday in theory, but I beg you, I request you, you have to practice this. You have to do it again and again and again. Whatever life throws on you, you please remember this word, emotional traffic light. Huh? It's a modern word, it's easy to remember. Even when you go to the traffic lights, remember this. It will help you. Remember, stop. Let me remember who I am. I'm an eternal soul. No? Then, next step, what could be a more appropriate action than just reacting like I've always done? And now comes the third step. This is now a more advanced school. Yesterday evening, we already started Were you there for the evening of Krishna Katha? I think we all felt the atmosphere was becoming uplifted when we heard about Krishna. Can you feel that? How nice it is, how Krishna seems to be present, and like here, how he becomes the well-meaning friend. I looked at you. You just were really relishing the texts which were presented to you. You really were closing your eyes and chanting very nicely in a connected way. You were really... What you did is you took a more devotional approach to the sacred space. This, what I have told up till now, is jnana, it's knowledge, it's from our books, it's from the Gita, but there is a different dimension to this. And I think you remember yesterday when we heard about Srila Vishwanatha Thakur's place, that in the core of the heart, that is in the center of the heart, he now speaks about the sacred space, that Hridaya Akash, there is Vrindavan and Radha and Krishna. No? This is for him. His deities are Radha and Krishna. So in his sacred space, there are Radha and Krishna. And those who follow in the line of the Gaudiyas, they also detect and find that there. And so today, I would really like to say, to preach to you or make you acquainted with how to enter into this devotional space. This is much more relevant for you as devotees. But if you have not learned the first lessons, by realization that you are our soul, and you have a choice. You don't have to act like a normal material person. You can step back and observe everything from a spiritually enlightened position. That's possible. That's what gurus try to train their disciples in, although they are unwilling to go there because it means you have to give up material consciousness and what you thought you are. But this needs to be understood to go further. Now we go further. As I said, I'm pressing many, many things into 1.5 days, but I think it is valuable because at least you get the concepts and then you can practice in your life. And I sincerely request you to go over this again. Those of you who are interested can get an email newsletter about this little, the important points and practices which you have heard about in the retreat, so that you can practice and become perfect in your life. So now let's go further. Inside the sacred space, there's Krishna, Hridyantastho. He is staying there within the heart. And if you wish to go to Krishna, if you want to go to the space, develop a relationship with Krishna. I want to give you an example. Today I received a dinner invitation. Wow! Just imagine. And I can go there at a foreign place. I don't know the house. One devotee came to me and said, Do you have time? Can I extend a dinner invitation to you? And my whole being surged with joy because I know I have a relationship, a small relationship to this devotee, and by this relationship I can enter the space of his house and see his house, this altar, see his refrigerator and the inside. Because very hungry by nature, you know. And by this relationship, I enter a space which, without this relationship, I would never be able to see. I would never experience this in my life. I would never see his house. So by a relationship, you enter a space. This is what the example wants to say. So if you develop your relationship with Krishna, you will enter that space in the heart, because Krishna lives there. The text says, Hridyantasto. He is situated within one's heart. That's in that space. So I would like to tell you a little bit, because I cannot help but notice the history of New Vrindavan as I'm here. I see it everywhere. What it once was, what happened on the way to paradise, and so on. It's written all over nature, all over the stones. I want to say something to those of you who live in New Vrindavan and so on. The spiritual journey, according to our scriptures, takes usually four stations. First is a very exuberant enthusiasm. It's called in Sanskrit utsahamayi. It's blind enthusiasm. Blind why? Because it does not see the human reality. You think in a few days you are pure devotees and can act on that level, and then bang, this is the second state, you find out about the human reality, the weaknesses, all that stuff which explodes, which was suppressed by your blind enthusiasm, and which comes out. It's called disillusionment. Most people who are not qualified for deep spiritual life leave the spiritual path at that moment. They have a concept of spiritual reality which is based on blind hopes and projections, or utsahamayi, blind enthusiasm. That's a Shastic word. Then comes the state where disillusionment hits, pain, and that's very, very painful. It's extremely painful. It has broken many spiritualists back. Now comes the next step. Those who stay on the path because they are convinced in their intelligence that about the benefits of spiritual life, they continue their process, but out of it's called kartavya buddhi. They do it as a duty. As I may not have realized the states yet, the real states which are promised, and I have seen how heavy Maya is, how intense she is, but I will still continue on my path out of duty. But, my dear devotees, how long can you act out of duty? How long can you act out of force? How long can you push yourself? After some time, you will start thinking, let's be real, I'm a human being also. I have my attachments, I have my story to live, I have to far. I'm not much better than those who failed before me. I'm actually the same. When you just force yourself day and after day, night after night, month after month, without a taste, you will give up. The way of pushing is short-lived. You have to come to the next level on your spiritual journey. That is, you need to develop a taste was once an American writer, Emerson, who had a calf, who had cows, some cows, and every evening they needed to bring the cows back into the barn because there were predators in the night. You can see four swans here on our lake. Two are grown-ups, the parents, and two are their children. Where are the other two? There were four children. Swans always have somehow four children. The other two, the brothers and or sisters, were killed by predators in New Vrindavan. So Emerson needed to take the cows and calves in. There was this one calf which didn't want to go. It just put the legs, four legs in the ground, and Emerson and his cowboy pushed the calves, but they were just digging the calf into the earth. One Polish maidservant saw this. She was looked through the windows, and she just came down. She went by the kitchen, took a bowl of milk, and then put her finger in the bowl of milk, and with a meaningful glance, put the finger in the mouth of the little calf. And said, "You foolish man, you don't know anything. See what happens now." And the calf, obviously eager to drink the milk, it has taste for this, followed the maidservant right into the barn. This is how you will go back to Godhead also. By your taste. A higher taste. If you only force yourself, you will rebel. These parts of your personality, the chitta, the subconsciousness, your intelligence, will at one stage rebel. This is not real. I'm not real here. It's not a real thing. I'm not saying you should not, please don't misunderstand. In the absence of taste, you have to absolutely act on kartavya, on duty and on intelligence. But you have to develop the taste. Bring taste to your spiritual practice. And this taste, my dear devotees, will only happen through a relationship. Through a relationship with Krishna. I have been given japa and kirtan retreats, and recently in the level 3 we talk a lot about this, how what is the difference between shadow practice and real practice. The shadow is to practice Krishna consciousness without a sense of relationship to Krishna. It's a shadow. It's a shadow. It's not the real thing. And it will not nourish you. It will not keep you up. It will not help you ultimately. It helps you initially to stay on the path, but after some time, the taste will come, must come. In India, there's one of my favorite temples. One of mine. It is in Udupi. If you go into the temple, you are, first of all, astonished because nothing in the temple is according to Vastu architecture. The deity stands in the wrong way, facing the wrong direction, and so on. And you ask yourself, why? And the Madhvas are so absolutely traditional. Listen what happened. In the temple, the Brahmanas were serving their deity. It was after Madhvacharya, he had left, according to the rules and regulations. Now, there was one cobbler. Do you know what is a cobbler? In German, you would say Schuster. Well, no one speaks German here. Okay. He works with leather, making shoes and everything. And he was, singing always for Krishna. He sang these devotional songs. He had a little instrument like, I have to say, Mritasena. Mritasena is the name? Mritasena. Yesterday he had a little bling, 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 bling. Did you hear in the temple? He meant bling, 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 bling. This very, very beautiful bling, bling, bling sound. It was an instrument like the bling, bling, bling. Sound a little bit like Keith Richard on the slide guitar. Bling, 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 bling. Like this, you know, very good ragas, very, very good ragas. So he sang like this. And the Brahmana thought, he sings like this, it's so unorthodox. We try to do everything so exactly and so on. And here's this man sitting in the temple crying and bling, 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 singing his songs to the deity. And you know what they did? They threw him out of the temple. And they beat him up with shoes because he wanted to come back in the temple. Bang, bang, bang. Until this poor devotee was wailing. He was not wailing at the brahmanas. He could understand the brahmanas. These are, yes, Katavya Buddhi brahmanas. Vaili. That's all right. They are what they are. But my lord, why do you allow this? Do I please you with my songs or not? Are you not the friends of your devotees? Why do you allow this? And he said then, he went before the temple, and with tear-filled eyes, he said, I thought you are Bhakta Vatsala. And this happened. He was beaten out of the temple in the evening. The next morning he said, outside of the temple, before the wards, do you know what happened at that time? All of a sudden, the altar began to quiver and shake. And the storm came, and flashes came down. Yes, like that, much louder. And then the deity turned around on his altar. He needed to turn out of this mold which was made there, which broke. And then that big wall, I mean big Indian, South Indian walls, this is not American architecture walls, you know, fake classic stuc and all this. And now the real walls, you know, made of stones, they also began to break. Hare Krishna, a little sound is necessary. The deity wanted to see the devotee. Krishna wanted to see the devotee. Hare Krishna. Because this devotee had a relationship to Krishna. The brahmanas were just doing everything. Dun, 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 dun. Most probably because they thought, this is good for us. We are proper brahmanas. They were not Krishna centered. They were not Krishna conscious. And then, then they really changed. They got this devotee back into the temple. He was allowed to play his songs. good songs, and they built a very unique altar. The Lord still faces the same direction which he turned, and they made before him something. It's a decoration which has 9 holes, because they understood you can view the Lord only through one of these 9 holes. What do these 9 holes represent? Any idea? The 9 processes of devotional service. Exactly. The 9 processes of devotional service, like Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnupada, Dasevanam, and all of the other 9 processes. They could understand this. But how do these processes need to be performed? With a sense of relationship, not just some mechanic ritual. It needs to be done like this devotee, his name starts with K, but because I have a sinful intelligence who cannot remember anything, I forgot. It starts with K. Anyone knows?
Kanaka Das.
Thank you. You have enriched the fullness of this presentation. Kanaka Prabhu. Kanaka Das. This Kanaka Das, simple cobbler, has made a revolution in Indian architecture. Because he had taught a revolutionary point. You can please the Lord through the 9 processes of devotional services, and he chose Shravanam and Kirtanam. He did this Kirtanam only if you do that with a sense of relationship for Krishna. That will give you so much taste. Kanaka Das was not even angry at the Brahmanas because they hit him. What can you explain? He didn't expect something else. He expected something from his Lord because he had a relationship. This will give you the taste which is necessary to enter the spiritual space. This will also give you the taste, the sense of relationship. I'm doing this for Krishna. To get out of the shadow life of your devotional existence and bring you to the substantial life where you are totally inspired in your spiritual life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses this point at length, and we will learn his recommendation how to develop this taste in the workshop. It will be a very beautiful text, and I want to stop here with a cliffhanger. I want to encourage you, develop your taste or develop a glowing yes for your Krishna consciousness. How to do so, how will be taught in the workshop. It takes a year to train someone, but we will start in the workshop with some good processes which you can take home and practice in your life. Sometimes devotees and people ask me, how was it for you in Srila Prabhupada's times? And I can only say, we practice Krishna consciousness with taste. I'm a little bit different in my analysis. I don't think the times were necessarily good, enlightened times for all of us, because we were so immature, you can't believe how immature we were. But we practiced with taste, and therefore miracles happened. And we practiced with taste, why? In my humble opinion, it is because Prabhupada was there and we served him. Really, we had, you can't believe the amount of Guru Nishtha. Guru Nishtha means faith in the Guru, which was there in the old times. Prabhupada would say something and we would do it with full faith. And we, because of this, we were empowered to do things with taste. So, in the modern time, we have to find out how we can maintain our taste and how we can find our taste. And if we do so, Krishna will be very, very merciful. In this verse, it says, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, will help, in other words. When you start to hear about him and chant about him. I saw that yesterday in your community. You heard about Krishna. You were willing to hear about him. And you were willing to chant his holy name. And you were in a good space yesterday. That everyone, many came to me afterwards and told me what was the miracle. And I said, nothing, I have nothing to do with this. It's Krishna. Krishna is pastimes. And chanting to Krishna with an inner orientation that builds a relationship. And if you have a relationship to Krishna, wow, then your spiritual life gets taste. No? This hearing about Krishna, this is what is the... Shravana kirta ridyantasto yavadrani vidunoti surit satam. Krishna becomes your personal friend if you do this shravanam and kirtanam, and that's the secret of Kanaka Das. Now he did shravan and kirtan, the Lord became his friend. He broke the wall. He just broke the wall. The wall between himself and his devotee. Hare Krishna. You can't break that wall. Only Krishna can. Good. I have come to the conclusion of this class. I regret that I'm a little bit, let me say, over time always. I need an hour to the class, and we always start at 8:30 with all the announcement in Jai Radha Madhava and Hare Krishna and Hare Bols. So it's an hour which we need for the subject. All right. If you forget everything you have heard, there will be an announcement in a minute. Please think, remember one word, relationship, sambandha with Krishna. That's the point of this lecture. That will give you taste. Good. Here's now our Mataji. And what is your good name?
Kamalavriti.
Bhatti. Kamalavriti.
Hare Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse that Satchinanda Swami just gave us is in this, and it's back there on the book table, and the Srimad Prabhupada's books are the key to getting inside our heart and that relationship with Krishna. So
humbly
asking and encouraging you to get this book, or to also share and give as a gift to others if you already have it, because others your pleasing Srila
Prabhupada
and Krishna. Thank you.
There's one more announcement. Yes.
So, as many of you have asked, if we have any books of Maharaj with us, we will set a book table just outside. You can go to Purahariputu, Maharaj's assistant, and we must tell you we don't have so many books with us because we couldn't bring so many from Europe. So, unfortunately, if you cannot get yours, don't be sad, but you can write us also, and maybe we can see through our Sharanagati library how to send them to you. For those few ones, they're now being set outside. Also, with the new CD of Maharaj, which was recorded during Janmashtami last year, with the new melodies and song. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
So please
take your prasada, and we will see each other at 11 o'clock in the, is it called, in the guest house lodge, in the cave of the heart.
Was wolltest du sagen?